What's cracking? Seem a little one-sided today. It's okay. It's your customer relations representative, Madam Exotic Beauty, clearing up the rest of this mess. You know, sometimes you got to rearrange things and clean things and rearrange things and clean things until you get it right. When you finally get it to where you're happy and comfortable, then you'll see the change. I wanted to discuss something. There's an individual that I was having a conversation with, and he took it upon himself to ask me for some pictures of myself. And I told him that I was married and in a relationship with an individual and that I could not send him any pictures of myself. And he said, well, why would you make a big deal of it when in fact it's just a picture of your face? I said, well, I would make a big deal of it considering you don't have my phone number. And you didn't have it before I started speaking to this individual or in the process of speaking to the individual. And I've been communicating with this young man one-on-one. For you to have pictures of me in your phone, it is only to stir up drama between you and the person that you're with because you want to have something to discuss and confrontation. I can't be a part of that. And he told me that we were both grown and that if I was an adult, I would do it. I said, no, only an immature child thinks that way. Only a child would think that it would be okay for you to violate the sanctity of someone else's relationship. Only a child would think it would be okay for you not to stir up strife and confusion among somebody else in their relationship and break up the peace in their home, but to stir up strife in their own home. If you are looking to sow discord in people's life, be sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. Be sure you know what you're doing. Because you could be putting yourself in a position, in a situation that is actually going to take you further down a path you're not trying to go. Why would you text your girl and tell her that you at an individual's house and you know that she has a problem with that? That's inciting drama. That's instigating drama in your relationship. That's toxic. There's nothing funny about being toxic in your marriage and relationship. If you value your mate and your sacredness and what you have between the two of you, you take that to heart. You don't allow anyone to come in and destroy that because they're not worth it. They just trying to get a nut anyway. Wet ass is all you're going to end up with twice. Once from sexual intercourse and second from washing if you wash. So it'll be a waste of time. Yeah, you just release the energy, but really, what are you gaining? Like, so you made her jealous. Y'all argue. Now you go back and forth. But then you got something to talk about with somebody else because you don't know how to create conversations. You don't know how to actually talk about real life shit. Come on, man. This generation lost in the sauce, man. Don't talk to me if you lost in the sauce, man. If you don't have no goals and aspiration for your kids and what their future is going to look like, it's pretty bleak from where I'm standing. Because a lot of you fellas said that your kids ain't going to be shit because you ain't shit. Sido is going to drip and not drown. It came out the man's mouth from himself. Sido is out.